David McMenamin, ESPN. Ty, first half, ball was moving. You guys were racking up assists. You built a huge lead. Second half, much like the Indiana game and the Golden State game, it seemed your style of play seemed to shift. What happened tonight?
It shifted. Stopped moving the basketball. Stopped moving bodies. And, you know, took some bad shots. Had some turnovers. 19 turnovers for 27 points. And, you know, we turned the basketball over. It's hard for us to get back. And that was the only way they can get back in the game, you know. So, not playing through the game for 48 minutes, it hurt us tonight.
How do you explain why that happens?
I don't know.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. You know, you came in having lost four straight. Do you come out of this one feeling good or better? Or is it just what you saw in the second half is kind of what
you know,
down?
Win's a win, and we need to win to get off the slide. But, you know, we just got to continue to play the right way, the same way we got the lead in the first half. You got to do the same thing in the second half. And, you know, don't get comfortable because these teams keep playing hard. They're young. They don't know any better. You know, they're not going to give up and give in. So, you know, just for 48 minutes, you just got to play the game the right way, continue to trust, move the ball like we did in the first half, and the game will take care of itself.
Ty, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. You mentioned tonight that you wanted to take a look at that new second unit with Derek there. What did you see from that group?
Just, I think, just getting used to playing with one another, but I thought they did a good job. I thought the first half, they was great. Second half, you know, my first unit didn't have it. They came in the game and extended the lead, I think, to 8 or 10 points. And we needed that boost from those guys. So I think once they get used to playing with each other, continue to play with pace and move the basketball, they'll be fine.
In those stretches where your offense gets stagnant, in the past you had a couple of ISO guys that it was okay, they would go at the defense ISO, and you defended that kind of play. When that happens now with the change in personnel, what can you do to combat that?
Post the basketball. I know Kevin's playing the five, and sometimes he has fives guarding him, but we still got to, you know, be able to get him touches and involve him in the game. You know, I thought tonight he was great defensively, but didn't use him as much as we should have. And but, you know, he still played through the game, and I thought he was great. But even in those, you know, offensive lows, we got to still post him against fives and, you know, just see what he can do down there.
What'd you make of Isaiah being able to have some offensive impact late game situation?
You know, that's what he did in Boston. You know, I think just understanding, you know, our sets down the stretch and getting comfortable with that and where everyone's going to be. So, you know, he'll get better with that as time goes along. And I thought D. Rose was good for us tonight, you know, on his pace, get into the paint. You know, first game back, and I thought he was good for us.
Are you upset with the guys?
I can't remember.